We will obviously look forward to the briefing of the council by Special Representative Ian Martin, which we expect in the coming days. We'll want to take full account of the specifics of his recommendations and the Secretary General's report, and we will incorporate those into a draft resolution for council consideration. And I think that resolution will probably have different elements to it, principally to begin to express the council's support and approval of the initial steps that the United Nations intends to take to put a presence on the ground in Libya consistent with its engagement with and the requests of the Transitional National Council. We will also be looking at updating the sanctions regime to take account of recent developments and to facilitate what we have been doing successfully through the Sanctions Committee, which is to begin a rational and transparent process of unfreezing assets for use by the Libyan people, and obviously also a statement of in which the Council acknowledges the developments that have transpired over the last weeks and months and updates the Council's posture with respect to Libya.